This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Happy anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary to you as well. It is our third anniversary of being a daily show.
And what we have done with the first and second anniversary, and what we're doing with this, is taking the traditional gift for an anniversary and basing our stories on that.
Yep. So first year we did paper, second year we did cotton, this year we are doing leather.
Paper, we had a lot of ideas.
Uh-huh.
Cotton, it came together. And leather, once we got some momentum.
It definitely came together, yes. But it was difficult to find ideas, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first piece on this show kind of ties everything together and kind of ties together what Ozarks at Large, I think, tries to do. Jim Nelson moved to Northwest Arkansas along with his wife, Susan, nearly 40 years ago. They came here from Minneapolis, St. Paul. They met in school at KU mm-hmm. in Lawrence. Then Jim got his MFA in drawing and art at Syracuse. And when they were young, still in their 20s, they visited Eureka Springs. It was late summer. Now, back in the mid-70s, early and mid-70s, late summer was when Eureka Springs was about to go to bed.
It was a true vacation place.
And I mean,
place.
You know, there was nothing really going on after Labor Day, really. And that's when they visited. But Jim said they fell in love with it anyway.
But at the same time, having looked at it, I thought, gosh, this place is wonderful, man. This has got some potential. And there just wasn't a whole lot going on. There were still actual little town businesses that existed in the downtown historic district that have been long gone, but they were there at that time. And, I mean, rents were real cheap, and it was just pretty easy to get started on doing something. So anyway, we ended up wanting to be there, but ended up in Fayetteville on Dixon Street, where Flying Possum ended up.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And we started that shop in October. I think we opened in September or October of 74 and ran it with the idea that we were going to also have another leather shop in Eureka Springs. We were going to start. We were
That's
young.
That's very ambitious.
And very ambitious. We were young and energetic, and it just seemed like, yeah, well, let's do that. Right before we were going to do the Eureka shop, the people that we had lined up to run this decided to join Hare Krishna. And so they went to California, and we ended up moving to Eureka Springs ourselves and starting the shop there.
You have your MFA in painting and drawing.
Right.
So on one hand, I can see how it goes to leather working, because it's, mm-hmm. to a non-artist like myself, well, they're connected. But are they? I mean,
the connection is simply, to me, it's working with your hands. That's the deal. And just doing handwork. What I do in my work now, I work with wood, and I carve it. And I used to carve the leather or stamp it, and it's very similar. And when I paint or color the wooden wall art that I do now, I use my hands a lot. I use brushes, but I use rags and I use my hands. And that, to me, is direct comes directly from working the way I used to dye belts and other hard leather things. It's the handwork, though. That's the real connection. And I suppose, tried pottery or glass or something.
How confident were you as a small business owner?
It wasn't really confidence as much as why not. It was let's see what happens. Let's try this. We had a little bit of money that we were given just as seed money by my in-laws to get us when we got married, and that's what we used to get going with. Mm-hmm. And we can do this. It's just, okay, you make the stuff and then you sell the stuff. And and it was so simple. That's all it's ever really been, and hope that you made enough that you can feed your face.
Eureka Springs is a magnet that attracts a lot of people. A lot of people think they can come, make a living, and find out it's not easy.
Yes.
And leave. What was it about Eureka that kept you here?
Well, the artists, the diversity, the potential for, at the time, you could start there so inexpensively, there just wasn't a lot of downside. You know, it's different now. It's more expensive to be there. You can't just kind of dabble and see what happens unless you've got some capital to start with. At least that's how I feel about it. It's changed a lot. And I think it's doing very well. It's not exploding the way it was in the 80s and 90s. But it's viable, and I think it always will be. It's an authentic place. People really live there. They live and work, like, and live above where they're working. I mean, it's
not like Carmel, California, where everyone who works there can't afford to live
or
there.
Or Aspen,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It's the real deal. And as long as people who come to Eureka Springs and maybe fall in love with the place and decide they've got to be there someday, as long as that continues to happen, I think the town will just be fine. It'll be great.
Jim Nelson now creates wonderful large pieces of art that are made of wood. We'll have more of our conversation on Weekend Ozarks at Large, Sunday morning at 9 on KUAF.